Well, it sparks the question, and we're seeing other state legislatures beginning to deal with this. AI in campaigning and AI in election integrity, should we be concerned about this? Well, I tell you what, the defender of the faith when it comes to things all related to election is the chief election officer for the state of Alabama. And that is our Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, who is on the phone right now. Secretary of State Wes Allen, how are you doing?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for making some time for us. And by the way, I'll just go ahead and tell the audience it was just this very morning when I reached out to you and you got right back to me, and I appreciate it.
Well, no problem. And thank you for the opportunity to share this time with you and your audience. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Well, listen, Mr. Secretary, so we've got this. So AI, I mean, it's everywhere. It's right down to having Alexa in your house and, you know, and Google search engines. But it also has these things called deepfakes and other things that could happen when it comes to election integrity. I'm seeing other secretaries of state and legislatures looking at taking action. What are your thoughts, and is there a discussion among secretaries of state nationwide about this?
Yeah, it's an important discussion. You know, I don't pretend to have all the answers, Senator, about AI. I don't even understand everything about AI. You know, it's kind of an uncharted territory, uncharted waters for a lot of different people as it pertains to not just elections or particularly campaigning, like what you mentioned about the Biden phone call. I did hear about that, and I think they launched that a day or two in front of the primary there in New Hampshire. But yeah, we are paying attention. There are some discussions going on about the AI and how that's developing. And, you know, one of the things when we're in discussions about AI and how to police it, investigate it, and prosecute it and all is like, you know, so the question is, if it doesn't originate from Alabama, how does Alabama have jurisdiction over somebody out of state that may drop a phone call like that Biden thing? You know, I don't know. That's an open-ending question. I'm willing to listen to you, Phil. I mean, if you've got any thoughts, I mean, it's a hot, tough answer. So yeah, we're definitely been in discussions about it.
I think, you know, I think one of the things is going to be looked at, and I'm seeing that the National Conference of State Legislatures, NCSL, which you may be familiar with, but NCSL is looking at potential model legislation, I believe, that at least at the very least would bar campaigns from using deep fake photos and fake voices and robocalls, you know, because some of those, granted, you're right. Sometimes it's an out-of-state PAC that's doing something and, you know, you can't stop it. And the campaign technically doesn't have anything to do with it. But there should not be the ability for a campaign itself to actually have a campaign expenditure related to generating those things.
Sure. No, that's a great idea. And, you know, there is some code already that we have that, you know, but it more so talks about fraudulent originating from a telephone, you know, telephone line and audio. So, you know, it doesn't deal with the AI visual video. It doesn't deal with other things that we're seeing. All this technology kind of outpace, you know, what the law says. So it's serious business. It's something that we need to take serious and take a look at. I do know that Representative, it doesn't really pertain to campaigning, but Representative Matt Wood from Jasper will have a bill that pertains to AI child porn. And then I've been in contact and talking to Representative Matt Shaw about this AI thing and about the campaigning and like what our discussion is about today. So we Mike Shaw from Hoover is really kind of leading. I think he's got some other type bill that deals with AI as well, but not on the campaign front. So it is taking place, and we want to make sure we get it right when we do present these bills.
Well, and we absolutely do. I mean, we don't. It's one of those things where you can get into overreach if you're not careful. Then again, you know, there's a vast difference between somebody posting a meme they made up on a social media and a campaign actually using it as a tool for their campaigning to either paint their own candidate differently than what they really are, or paint the other candidate in a negative light that isn't true.
I mean, can you imagine when you were campaigning for your Senate seat, if this technology and it's had some bad actor that take your voice and say, hey, you know, a day before the election on Monday or the weekend before, say, hey, I've decided I'm dropping out of the campaign. I mean, can you imagine what would happen? And I mean, what do you do about that? So it's, man, it's some serious stuff that we got to say.
And I got news. I'm pretty sure they would have used it against me, too, just to be honest, based on some of the other things I had to experience. Well, listen, you know, it's not just a matter of the deep fakes and the campaign materials and all that kind of stuff. There's also concerns about AI getting into the election systems with malware, ransomware, you know, artificial intelligence being used to create havoc on the day of the election within the election systems itself. Talk to us about, you know, where you feel like we are as a state in terms of election integrity with our own systems and hardware.
We're in a good spot. The legislature passed two bills last year to cement into state law. They took them out of administrative code, administrative rule, and put them into state law. One was that we'll always have paper ballots. I talked about that on your show before. Yeah. So we'll always use paper ballots in all of our elections. So that's number one. Number two was the ES&S DS200 that are set up specifically for Alabama will never have the capability to be connected to the internet. So there's no modem, there's nothing inside that can capture any type of internet or Wi-Fi or Bluetooth capability. So that's not possible. It's totally unconnected. The only plug in on that tabulator is what you plug into the wall for electricity. And so we feel very, very confident in that. And you know, day of election, the good thing about Alabama, you're going to know who wins and loses at the end of the night.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? It's really not rocket science either, which is amazing when you look at other states right now.
Right. I think and there's a lot of folks out there that just try to, you know, I mean, just keep it simple. I mean, that's the way I look at it. And, you know, paper ballots, you've got the receipts. We hold on to the ballots for 22 months when there's a federal election on that ballot. So the sheriff keeps those ballots in a safe place. If there's ever any kind of contest, as you know, you've dealt with contests before.
Right.
The sheriff keeps those. So you can go back if there's ever any problem. You know, we've got an automatic recount law. If a certain race is within, in a general election, within a half of a percentage point. So you've got those paper ballots. And then, of course, you've got those protections built into those tabulators that, you know, bad actors can't walk into the precinct and try to hack their way in. They just can't, you know, they can't do that. And the vendor is not going to take on that liability. They don't want that liability. They want to make sure they're abiding by our law. So Alabama's in a great spot. And I tell you, there's a lot of states out there that really need to probably do it the way we do it, in my opinion.
I would agree with that, absolutely. To include things like voter ID and other things, too, that we do in the state.
Well, absolutely.
So let me ask you this. One of the things that I think is super important is having people on the day of the polls who are actually poll workers, and which is a lot of folks don't realize you can be a poll worker. You're not an employee of the state. You're technically like a slightly compensated volunteer in many ways, and sometimes a pure volunteer. But you've got a new initiative right now that would also help get more poll workers, and you're dealing with veterans in this one. You want to talk about that for a second?
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, it's a, you know, listen, safe, secure, transparent elections are the foundation of our constitutional republic field. You know that. And we're very proud that, you know, I've been able to launch this and keep a campaign promise. This is another campaign promise that we've been able to fulfill. And, you know, we set in motion that we want to recruit veterans to continue their service to our state and to the country and by serving as poll workers. And poll workers are so important to the administration of our elections. They're part of the team that run our elections on election day. I mean, it's really, really important. They work from sun up to sun down. And who better than our veterans that, you know, served this country, that defended our constitutional right to vote time and time again, that, you know, if you served in the military, Here's what I know, and I know Phil Williams, and I know other veterans. You got integrity, you're patriotic, you know, you got a strong work ethic. And so we just feel like we want to get the word out and to these veterans and ask them to contact their probate judge to ask to be appointed, or they can log on to our website, and we've got a form there that they can fill out, and we'll get it to their probate judge in their respective counties. And, you know, if you want to participate in the process and get involved with your community and be at the forefront and you mentioned it earlier, be at the forefront of election integrity. This is how you do it, and to be a poll worker. And so we're proud of this Heroes at the Polls is what we're calling it. And people can read more about it at the Secretary of State's website at sos.alabama.gov.
Well, and we appreciate that. By the way, great initiative, and certainly thank you for your comments about veterans in general, because everybody sitting here in my studio right now is a veteran. Secretary of State Wes Allen, we appreciate you, and as the election season proceeds, we may holler at you again and see if we can get you on to talk about where things are, all right?
Well, I certainly appreciate that, Senator. Thank you so much, and appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Yep.
That was your Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, who previously served in the legislature. It's if you want to be a poll worker, just know this. It is actually a pretty cool gig, and they'll give you training for it. And listen, what are you going to do with your day, right? If you're especially if you're retired military, what he's saying is we'd love to have people like you on board. The probate judge, he's the one that holds the keys to your local poll worker ranks, and he'd love to probably hear from you, he or she. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We come back from this break. I'm going to continue on with this thread. We are in AI on the campaign trail. I'll give you some more details. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just making it cool to be a conservative. Man, the text lines are just like massively full. I am so far behind on the text messages. Look at this. There's scores of them. So, by the way, y'all keep texting. I'm loving the fact that we are participating. I will get to them as quick as I can. Let me get a few right now. Mike from Muscle Shoals says, hey, Phil, John Kerry's a veteran. He says, LOL. Seriously, I agree with Mr. Allen, Secretary Allen. He says, the vast majority of veterans are loyal, intelligent, patriotic, and have integrity. So I'm just joking, but the fact remains, John Kerry is a member of that fraternity. There are bad apples in every bunch, brother. There just are. Donna from Hartzell says, hey, Phil, Donna from Hartzell here. Can you give that email address where we can sign up to be poll workers? Thanks. You're doing a great job as always. Yes, ma'am. You're going to go to the Alabama Secretary of State's website, which I believe, hang on one second, I'll find it, is Alabama. Hang on a second. Let me just do this real quick. I'll grab my keyboard. You looking it up, Butters? All right, Butters is going to grab it for me so I can, it's hard to, talk and chew gum at the same time in here. I believe it's going to be alsos.gov. What is it? Hang on a second. Microphone if you want it.
It's sos.alabama.gov.
sos.alabama.gov. Yeah, when you go there, you'll find the spot on there. There'll probably be a marker for it, some kind of a active link button, and it'll take you to the landing page. But I'll tell you this, too, Donna, if you want to, all you got to do is call the local probate office and ask if you can volunteer to be a poll worker. That's where it runs through. The chief election officer for the state is the Secretary of State, and then the chief election officer for each county is your probate judge. So they handle it there locally. Metal Man Josh from Elkmont says, it'll be hard to regulate AI if you can't trace where or who it's coming from, like all the robotechs and calls that I get every single day. Block one number, they use another. I know, man. It's true. It is true. But I think we have to get a grip on it because we're going to find some things like I've got a piece here. I'd forgotten this. I mean, you know, I like Ron DeSantis, but dang if he didn't do it himself. So just a few weeks before he ended his campaign did basically a deepfake photo of President Trump hugging Dr. Fauci, and it wasn't real. They created it. And, should they have been allowed to do that? I'd say no. I think if you're going to do something like that, you make a cartoon image or something out of it so people can tell that it's not real. You're just impersonating the moment there. But to make the actual photo and not say this is Photoshopped or this is AI, that's where you get into fuzzy ground. David Hazelgreen says, not being connected to the internet is great, but how are the results from each precinct transmitted to the final tally point? I'll tell you how. I know for a fact. Sheriff's deputies are required to show up on site as the polls are closing. Poll workers, by the way, are entrusted and sworn in, just like a notary public would be or whatever else. They're sworn in. So the poll workers will take the tapes from the machines and the ballots, and they will actually individually box up each machine, seal it with special tape, mark it on the outside, and hand it to a sheriff's deputy who then drives it straight to the probate office where they do the vote tallies in each county. So that's exactly how they do it. And it's about as secure a courier system as you can get, just saying. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, we need paper ballots with ID and biometric verification. Thumbprints, absentee ballots, must have that copy front and back picture of valid ID and thumbprint on the ballot. No electronic voting, period. I agree. So Alabama's got it going on, but I'm saying let's get that nationwide, man. It ain't hard. It ain't hard. It is really not hard. Voter ID, paper ballots, same day tallies. And I also like the notion, I think Trump came up with this too, the idea that we make voting day a national holiday. So the vast majority of people will be able to be off of work to go vote. And then I would add one more piece. I'm a firm believer that if a soldier overseas does their overseas military ballot and sends it in, I tell you what galls me is when I find out that, well, the election results for our county came in and there was no way that the absentee and military ballots were going to make up the difference. We went ahead and called the race without opening those ballots and checking them. I say count the military ballots first and then tally up the rest. Let the military guys be on the record first and you'll know where you stand with the military ballot. That would be, see, a lot of times we don't catch that demographic. We don't, what does the military ballot say? What are they saying? I say, you know what? Count the military ballots first and let it be known. And just like you see every night when they're reporting the news and this just in with 4% of the precincts, we're calling the race. How about this? This just in, military ballots have counted. Trump is ahead by a vote of, 84 to 10. Go for it. Give them the honor of counting their vote first. Terry from Huntsville says, the answer to Lee's question earlier is what she knows. Her constituency does not, has not, and will not assimilate. Legislature speed cannot legislate AI. The clock speed doesn't compare. Well, they only convene once a year for a session, so there's that. All right, folks, more of this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.